On Capitol Hill today, senators will likely vote on the nomination of Janice Rogers Brown to be a U.S. Circuit Judge. Some say the push to get this African-American jurist nominated is part of a Republican effort to court black voters. Commentator Clarence Page agrees.
It's interesting for me to note how many Republican senators praise appeals court nominee Janice Rogers Brown as the daughter of Alabama sharecroppers. Conservatives normally oppose racial and gender quotas, but can't seem to stop talking about race and gender when they have a non-white conservative to promote, whether it's California Supreme Court Justice Brown, or unsuccessful nominee Miguel Estrada, or Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Each case brings an engaging biography and, if appropriate, a busload of black preachers to sing the nominee's praises. Then the backers of the nominee accuse Democrats of racism for holding up the black nominee. One Georgia Republican, Senator Johnny Isakson, went so far as to compare Democratic opponents of Brown's nomination to Southern segregationists who tried to block civil rights bills in the 1960s. That's not a fair comparison, of course, since being conservative is enough for Democrats to hold up any nominee, regardless of race, creed, or color. What's the fun of being a liberal, after all, if you can't block conservatives? And vice versa. Nevertheless, Republicans seem to be getting better at the art of finding black conservatives to nominate, and black ministers to back them up. Republicans also seem to be getting better at finding black folk who are willing to vote Republican, as President Bush showed last November. That's cause for Democrats to worry. Black conservatives as a self-identified group are still pretty rare, but there have always been a lot of what I call conservative blacks, African Americans who vote as liberal as Scandinavian social Democrats, but otherwise hold conservative social values. Polls taken since the 1980s by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, a black-oriented Washington think tank, have found that black Americans tend to be more conservative than most black civil rights leaders and even most whites on social issues like abortion, gay marriage, and capital punishment. Listen to the casual chatter in most black neighborhoods and you'll easily find moral views as conservative as Cedric the Entertainer's character in the movie Barbershop. It's only in the voting booth that black Americans have voted Democratic since the days of Franklin Roosevelt. If Republicans figure out how to put a little more soul into their message, it won't be so easy for Democrats to take black votes for granted. Competition is healthy. It's Democratic, too, with a small d.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.